Hi, I'm Sean Owen and I'm here at the AME Conference 2009 in Malaga in Spain. I'm here with Mr. Michael Begg from the University of Edinburgh. Now, Michael, you've done quite a lot of work with the Open Labyrinth system which we use with EVIP. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The Open Labyrinth system, as you know, it was originally developed in Edinburgh by Rachel Elloway and myself. Initially, it comes from my background in research to game-based and game-informed learning, and it was taking some of the principles of those approaches that allowed Rachel primarily to take up the development role of building this system that accommodates branching logic and can generate really quite complex cases. Rachel, of course, moved from Edinburgh on to Northern Ontario, and Open Labyrinth was released upon her arrival there.
So how are you using Open Labyrinth at the University of Edinburgh?
We use it in a number of places. It's used primarily for acute medical cases in the medical undergraduate curriculum. It's also used for vet electives when the students themselves author the cases and the reviewing of those complex branching cases becomes an intrinsic part of their assessment. It's also getting used increasingly in a number of our online distance master's programs. There's a master's program in surgical sciences, which is essentially comprised of a wiki format knowledge base and 150 labyrinth cases that inform that knowledge base. So it's used in a variety of contexts across the board.
Okay, it's quite well established then.
Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah.
And I believe that you're involved in some work with virtual patients in the developing world.
Yeah, we have a relationship with the College of Medicine in Malawi. And we've done workshops there over the past 4 years. This was a kind of long-term plan, initially to train trainers. Malawi, their education system for medics is undergoing a period of transition. They're trying to get from a strongly didactic system of education towards something that's much more self-directed and open to transferable skills and what have you. So we needed to go over there initially just to train the trainers. And that made initial use of Labyrinth, then they quite took to the system because they come from a very strong narrative tradition there. So they really identified with this idea of using stories to educate people. So they could transfer their stories into the Labyrinth base, and this became quite an integral part of their new emerging curriculum.
Excellent. And just to move on, what have you been getting up to at the AME conference?
I've been attending some of the virtual patient sessions, and I have to say it seems to me to be taking a turn for the worse at the moment, in as much as there seems to be a lot of reinventing of the wheel, and we still seem to be stuck in this rut of trying to find candidates for sharing what's built. You know, there's this huge emphasis on sharing models, and certainly EVIP is one of these big projects that is looking to share a huge number of cases. And it's certainly a remarkable achievement to get the number of cases that they've got, but I still can't see where the market is for people actually wanting to take someone else's content. Certainly in Edinburgh, this brings us up against a brick wall repeatedly, that people just want to generate their own content. And so I think probably the future, from what I'm sensing in the conference just now, is if it is going to trickle forward, it's going to be much more in accommodating the customising, the local customising of the stuff that's developed. And you can see bits of that change coming. I've also been most impressed by the rising profile of simulation training. I mean, my own research is starting to point more and more towards the kind of synergies that are at the heart of both virtual patients and simulation training. You know, it's all about context. It's all about performing a specific role. It's all about getting into that role quickly and performing at your best. And so it's the same things that are applying. And obviously, they're all there with the same aim in mind: get better medics that are going to fix us when we're broken.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Pleasure.